wall.
Everybody stand up.
I want to point something out.
You guys are capable of seeing about 2% of what I see as I see 100%, okay? I want you to get close and just stare at this wall, okay? If you stare at the wall, you're going to notice something. You're going to see dimension. It's almost going to look like static electricity on the wall or a waviness of energy or something between here and that wall. The wall takes on a grainier type energy, almost like there's a faint blue hue. It's almost optically invisible. If you stare into it long enough, you'll start to see more complexities of the energy because your mind now is like switching channels, like how I do. You just can't see them as vibrant as I do. You'll start to see different things. After a while, you won't even see the hue. You'll switch to seeing like little scattery dots, billions of them. Or the wall might start to go three-dimensional, or it's switching frequencies. Or you'll see two or three at the same time.
I have a question. It's like when I blink, it starts over and I have to start back from zero.
Because blinking signifies resetting. And nature, I mean, this is no coincidence, okay? This is nature's way of preventing you from perpetuating into the state of consciousness. If you ever notice, if you stare, you go into a trance. You start to feel different. When you blink, it's nature's way of like resetting the computer right back to the standard settings. So if you start to move upward from 35 to 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, and you're like, wow, look at all of this, okay? You blink, it's like sets everything to 35 again.
That happens to me when I start like trying to see auras and stuff.
Right, but you can get past this with practice. You can blink, I can blink 50 million times and I'll still see this enormous hue of energy.
One thing I have done since I was like 13, I always stare at myself in the mirror, and all of a sudden I started getting these color patterns, and all of a sudden my molecules, mm-hmm. like the contours, like the lines between my arm and right here, it becomes one, like it's just all
this flat. This is all dimensional structure, time, space.
So I'm seeing myself through dimensions.
Right? Yes.
All of a sudden there's all these colors everywhere. I always thought I was from dropping acid.
No. Because you can do it without acid.
Yeah, I thought I was messed up.
A lot of times you'll be told, well, it's your eyes playing optic tricks. Well, what the frick is an optic trick in the first place? It's something that you're observing that is tangibly observable. So if it's observable, it's a given effect. I don't believe in illusions. Do you see what I'm saying? Whether it be from inwards or from outwards, if I look at this carpet and I see shades of tan, shades of brown, shades of light. Somebody else could look at this and their eyes could be completely different than my own, and they might see blacks and grays. I mean, so what is it's what the experience is that I get from it. Do you see what I'm saying? An illusion is simply something that your mind is either projecting that's supposed to not be real, but the simple fact that you see it makes it tangibly an experience. You give thought to it. So how can anything be an illusion? There's a purpose or a logic behind it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Who's to say that in a dimension where nothing should exist in the first place, something came from nothing. This is all here now. Anything is possible. Once you ponder the universe and you say, how did it come into existence in the first place when something has to come from something? Where did it all come from? So the tangible point is, how can you say to me that anything's an illusion at this point? This whole goddamn universe could be an illusion. You following what I'm saying?
Isn't the material realm an illusion to a certain extent?
Yes, but we're not confirming what we already know. So, in either case, this is all about dimensional walking. By dimensional walking, you help yourself go into how you're looking at the wall, but you're doing it because you can get nauseated looking at the wall. You can go out to an environment and you'll experience much the same thing as what I'm describing that you're seeing on the wall. You're going to see this energy in the entire valley or just incredible things. You'll see incredibly the more you set yourself in that state of consciousness.
And through that, you learn what those things are.
What things are?
You learn things. Well, you say not to explain it, but after you're done and you go and you write it all down, you learn to explain what those different colors of energy are.
Sure, because you it's stunning. It's like, I can't teach you specifically what every single thing is because there isn't enough time in life, okay? But I certainly can give mandalas, which I'm giving you now, and you can make larger studies of your experiences of dealing with these things, and you're going to come up with the same results that everybody else does. Dogs looking or chasing or even playing with things that are not there to our senses. They'll bark at the wall, they'll stare at it. They will, I mean, there's not an insect, there's not any strings or anything hanging, there's just nothing dimensionally speaking to you that's there, but yet they see it. I mean, it goes in the same premise as this. The human eye is oval in shape. We see through basically sight. Sight is basically light. Okay, you're seeing not outward. You're actually seeing something come at you. All of this is projecting. It's like a giant film right now. Just because you can see distance, it doesn't mean your eye is going there, taking it, and coming back. This stuff is all moving. Everything is moving in here. It's just how the brain interprets it, and it makes it solidified in your brain. But the truth of the matter is, this is all being projected at you. Light bouncing off of it. Okay, so the light is turning shades of color, and the shades of color are creating structure in the brain as it puts all the dots together very quickly. No light bounces off of it, the structure disappears with the human eye. Okay, so you are seeing at the speed of light. Okay, where the hell am I going with all this?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So, by seeing at the speed of light, and I really lost my train of thought. What was the question?
About the vampire.
Right.
Seeing, well, no, I was just saying.
Okay. I feel like Jonathan Pesci, or whatever his name is, actor. Okay. That's all I'm like, yeah, never mind. Anyway, you know what when he was in
Lethal Weapon.
Anyway. So where I was going with all of this when I got lost somewhere on the trail, the eye, because it is curved, sees at a frequency. This is a frequency that you're seeing. It's light. Light is energy. Energy is a frequency. Your optic view that bends, that you can see out of the corner of your eye, because it arcs, is going from a pitch of, let's say, a vibration, we'll use 35 again, 35, and hairline to the right is 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 45, higher frequency, 45, 50, so it gets up to 100 here. Now I can barely see my hand, but I can see it. An entity, for instance, or a dimensional structure or something, is usually at a vibration of 200, okay? But what happens is that at certain points the energy starts to slow down from 200 down to 100 or to 65. And you're writing a paper or you're sitting down and all of a sudden you see something move. And you look and there's nothing there because you look at a lower octave now.
So if you see something, let's keep sending it at it.
Unless you start training yourself to see correctly, which means you can control the pupil of your eye. You can control the muscles in your eye, and this will narrow and bend the optic frequencies. This is how you see auras. When you look, you don't see more, but when you look and you focus, you see the energy. Well, that energy is the same octave of 100 or higher. So if you can see that energy, you can teach yourself to see even higher octaves, because the brain will adapt for you and raise your 35 level up to whatever level you want.
Capiche?
So, dogs, back to your question, aren't I right on things now? My brain started, the other side shut down for a minute. Basically, what happens now is dogs and cats see not at a 35 directly, but at 100. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And because they see at 100, they see little dots cruising that are energy dimension stuff that is just perking over, or they'll actually see a being or something. I've seen dogs stand still and growl and hair standing up like they're seeing a human being right there, and they are. But that being is resonating at like 100-some octave, which is totally irrelevant to most human beings to see, or to even feel or experience. Because remember, not only can you raise your octave with C energy, but you can raise your entire octave, because your energy, by thinking about your energy, to experience on the level of that dimension, and all over everything starts focusing.
Basically, you can raise all your senses, all the octaves.
Right, you're not going to do it right away, but yes. But when meditating, so you can do it easily. But again, it's acute.